When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark, and it soon ends. We're waltzing in a wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together.
Isn't that what it's all about? We can face the music together. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of Southampton on a day that looks like it might spring. It might as well be spring, Thumann Elfman said. Dancing in the Dark, sung impeccably by Tony Bennett. One of the great songs by one of the great songwriting teams, perhaps the most unappreciated team of all, Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, Schwartz and Dietz, and that's who we're going to celebrate today. They wrote so many wonderfully, I don't know, evocative, tortured, dark, witty, complex songs. And although they were geniuses, it came out in the 20s and 30s, almost parallel to Cole Porter, actually, who didn't start until the late 20s on Broadway. They wrote specifically for reviews. So they wrote songs for the Little Show, The Second Little Show, Three's a Crowd, Flying Colors. I mean, titles that are utterly meaningless, and shows that were utterly meaningless because they were reviews. They didn't have plots. They didn't have stories. But they wrote amazing set pieces for these shows. And maybe because the shows themselves weren't revived the way that, say, Even Anything Goes or Of the I Sing or Cradle of Rock or what have you from the 1930s, they're not as well known. But you'll remember so many of these songs when I play them, and it's such a thrill to do that. Let us go to 1934, I think their fourth or fifth show, with the incomparable Libby Holman singing a song that, again, just suggests their kind of nocturnal longing and deep psychological interrelationship between couples. Have I made too much of it? I don't think so. Here is You and the Night and the Music, sung by Libby Holman from Revenge with Music, 1934.
and the night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one after the night and the music part on? Until the pale light of dawning and daylight, our hearts will be throbbing it all. Morning may come without warning and take away the dawn. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music dies, we'll romance is ours to share. Now at last we found one another alone. Love like yours and mine has a thrilling glow of sparkling wine. Make the most of time.
Yep. giddy up. Yeah, we go on Louisiana, hey, right, hey!
Yowza and Wowza, a great review song from Flying Colors, 1932, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. That was the Dorsey brothers and I think a Boswell sister or two stuck in there in the hay. Maybe the Dorsey brothers and the Boswell. Oh, well, never mind. Let's not go there. Today we are celebrating the magnificent magic of Schwartz and Dietz, their magic moments, as it were, for the musical stage. They started in interesting circumstances. Arthur Schwartz went to NYU, where I teach, but in the law department, and he became a lawyer. And many years later, Ernst Lubitsch, we'll get to that. Ernst Lubitsch, that's another story for another time. Anyway, he really just taught himself the piano and wanted to be a Broadway songwriter. And in 1924, he contacted a lyricist, a sketch writer, a columnist, publicist named Howard Dietz and asked if he could collaborate with him. And Dietz admitted he was rather snooty about that. And it wasn't until 1929 that Dietz regretted turning down Schwartz's offer, and they wrote together for a number of wonderful reviews from the 1930s. Let's hear another song from Flying Colors. It's become a jazz standard. Chet Baker played it brilliantly, but let's hear Ray Charles and Betty Carter, also celebrating the lyrics of Howard Dietz along with the music of Arthur Schwartz, Alone Together.
Yeah. in a world of glitter and glow, in a world of tinsel and show. The unreal from the real thing is hard to know. I discovered somebody who could be truly worthy and true. Yes, I found my ideal thing when I met you. I see your face before me. You are my only dream. There is your face before me. You are my If you could see the magic if you could see me too, there would be nothing tragic in my dreams of you. It doesn't matter where you are, 'cause I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes, and there you are, always. If you could see the magic. Could see me too. There would be nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love would haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me. I can't erase your beautiful face before me.
Ah, the mahogany, melancholy tones of Johnny Hartman, lending his artistry to a pair of songwriters I think are in the most stellar of musical theater constellations, and that, of course, is Schwartz and Dietz, Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. There's something, again, if you listen to that lyric of longing, I was there, you are, but you're not there. There was something that they really got. They could be wonderfully clever and upbeat, but there's something so 3 o'clock in the morning in a saloon for me about Schwartz and Dietz. Well, Howard Dietz had a day job. I was going to say a hobby, but it wasn't. It was actually his day job. He was a publicist for MGM, and rumor has it he created the Leo the Lion, that figure that appears on that circle of Ars Gracia, artists in the MGM movie. So he worked in Hollywood, and eventually by 1937-38, after writing 8 reviews / musical comedies for Broadway, they went their separate ways, Schwartz and Dietz, to Hollywood. And here are 2 separate wartime songs that they wrote with other people, because that's what you did back then. You often worked with other collaborators. The first is a wild, wacky song for the war effort, music by Kurt Weill and lyrics by Howard Dietz. And it's about a certain German fascist dictator whose middle name, or Dietz's idea, real name, was Schickelgruber. So here is Howard Dietz and Kurt Weill making fun of Adolf Hitler.
In a snowy town, we fade in on a simple village maiden with a belly getting bigger every day. So her family used their noodles and they guessed it wasn't strudels that had made their lusty liebchen get this way. So they asked her, who's the papa? And she told them quite a whopper, for she hated to reveal her mortal shame. But she yelled throughout her labors and she woke up all the neighbors. So they all were there when out her secret came. Schickelgruber, Schickelgruber, you were born a child of shame. You have always been a bastard, even though you changed your name. Schickelgruber, 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 hail to you. No one's purer than the Fuhrer, though your papa was a Jew. You were ranting, you were raving, and your little arms were waving as you mastered how to rule the master race. You kept strutting, you kept gloating, but you kept one fact verboten up there, Juden, in your background, not a trace. Now you're solid gold Teutonic to your multitudes moronic. All your Nazis and their Shotsies think you're swell. And your past will never shame you, for no Jew will ever claim you, for we want to see you burn in Nazi hell. Schickelgruber, Schickelgruber, you were born a child of shame. You have always been a bastard, even though you changed your name. Ever ruthless, ever truthless, with a passion to destroy. When you perish, Jews will cherish that you lived and died a goy.
Town as empty as can be. I can't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. For there is no secret lover that the draft for didn't discover. Either too young or too old, they're either too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What's good is in the army, what's left will never harm me. I'm either their first breath of spring, or else I'm their last. I must confess to one romance I'm sure you will allow. he tries to serenade me, but his voice is changing now. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. Never fail you when you are in Australia or out in the Aleutians or off among the Russians and flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be gypped. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been, dear. I've looked the field over and lo and behold,
that was the vivacious voice of Kitty Kalin singing They're Either Too Young or Too Old from a 1943 movie called Thank Your Lucky Stars. And that song was introduced by Betty Davis in that movie. But I spared you. I think it's a slightly better rendition. Well, today on Broadway to Main Street, we are celebrating Schwartz and Dietz. And we heard two separate efforts, if that's the right word. Mark Nadler sang a Dietz-Kurt Weill song. And this song had music by Arthur Schwartz, but lyrics by Frank Lesser. And it's really kind of an honor to be celebrating Schwartz and Dietz, not only because I love their songs, but of course Jonathan Schwartz, the son of Arthur Schwartz, is pioneered this kind of form of being a radio host for the great music of the American stage and pop culture. So we welcome Jonathan into the circle as well. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we're going to do Schwartz and Dietz and Johnny Mercer. What? Did they write a song together? No. But Johnny Mercer was also a recording artist for Capitol Records, so here he sings one of Schwartz and Dietz's earliest efforts from 1929, I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan, in his own inimitable style. So take it away, Johnny Mercer.
I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. Why did I buy those blue pajamas before the big affair began? Her boiling point was much too low for her to try to love a fly, Lothario. I'll have to crawl right back into my shell, dwelling in my personal hell. I'll have to change my plan around. I lost the one girl I found. I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. Why did I buy those pajamas before the enterprise began? before I knew where I was at. I found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all I finally got was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl I found.
Johnny Mercer is singing Schwartz and Dietz. That song has even one more lyricist attached to its history. There was an original lyric written by Larry Hart. And the song was called I Love to Lie Awake in Bed, and the melody was written by Arthur Schwartz and Larry Hart in a Jewish summer camp. Howard Dietz came along and changed it. They thought the song had disappeared after 1929, but when they went to London, they went to a nightclub and heard a huge hit. The producer said, this great song is killing them every night. It's called the Blue Pajama Song. Oh, said Schwartz. And the producer says, I'd like to play you this song. It just these two performers are killing it. And Arthur Schwartz said, who wrote it? And the man said, according to Howard Dietz, I don't know. It dropped in from nowhere. Someone like Noel Coward. And they played the song at the nightclub, and the audience went bonkers. And the producer asked Arthur Schwartz what he thought. And he said, I think it's the best song someone like Noel Coward ever wrote. Great song. Well, they got back together, Schwartz and Dietz, after about 10 years to write a review on Broadway. Remember, they were the great review writers. And even though the review form had sort of fallen away by 1948, their talent certainly didn't. So here are two wonderful songs from Inside USA, a typical Schwartz Dietz ballad that'll kill you, and a wonderfully witty song. The first sung, of course, by Joe Stafford.
There's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart. Sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still. It's you who must belong to me, and thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my haunted heart.
From Arizona, peaches come from Georgia, and lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska, and Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Old whiskey comes from old Kentucky. Ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you.
Cotton comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho.
They plow land in the cowland of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow.
Grand Canyons come from Colorado, gold comes from Nevada.
Divorces also do. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you.
Pencils
come from Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia,
and tents
from Tennessee.
What a geography!
They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming.
Mink that minks for me.
A camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me.
And minnows
come from Minnesota.
Coats
come from Dakota. But why should you be blue?
No reason to be blue.
For you come from Rhode Island.
Don't let them ride Rhode Island. It's famous just the same as any other state that you can name us.
Rhode Island's famous for you.
That was Buddy Clark whimsically and wonderfully rendering a review song from Inside USA as a cover. Score, of course, by Schwartz and Dietz. Everything they wrote balanced, I think, between that great sharp wit and something more evocative and somewhat sad. There's this melancholy, I guess I'm repeating myself, but it runs under everything that Schwartz and Dietz did, and yet it's very satisfying at the same time. And I think no rendition of their song is better at that, of showing that, than Dick Haymes' version from the 1934 show Revenge with Music, "If There Was Someone Lovelier Than You."
Every day is a brand new day when you are mine, but the moment you go away, no sun will shine. Your love is my reward. Each night I thank the Lord. Tell me till time is done, we'll be one. If there is someone lovelier than you, then I am blind, a man without a mind. If there is someone lovelier than you, but no, I am not blind. My eyes have traveled everywhere in hope that I might find a creature half so fair. If there is someone lovelier than you, by all that's beautiful, such beauty can't be true.
One of my favorite singers to Kames, rendering a Schwartz and Dietz classic. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. We're celebrating those songwriters. And the MGM studio in the late 40s, early 50s would take these sort of review songs that the Gershwins wrote or Irving Berlin wrote, and they would package them into musicals with new books, new stories to them. And thank goodness Arthur Freed in 1953 got around to The Bandwagon, which is this compilation of Schwartz Dietz songs. Perhaps we wouldn't know them quite as well if he hadn't done it in what is for me the best MGM musical, yes, folks, even surpassing Singin' in the Rain. Maybe it's the cast. Maybe it's two songs like these, one of which is an original song. But first we'll hear Fred Astaire, Jack Buchanan, and Annette Fabre sing a song that originated back in the 30s, but was put into the film of The Bandwagon, Triplets.
Three little unexpected children, simultaneously the doctor brought us, and you can see that we'll be three forever and A-E. You wouldn't know how agonizing being triple can be. Each one is individually the victim of the clinical day. Every summer we go away to Baden, Baden, Baden. Every winter we come back home to Walla, Walla, Walla. We do everything alike, we look alike. We dress alike, we walk alike, we talk alike, and one is more. We hate each other very much. We hate our folks. We're sick of jokes on what an art it is to tell us apart.
If one of us gets the measles,
another one gets the measles,
then all of us gets the measles, and mumps, and croup. How I wish I had a gun, a widow gun. It would be fun to shoot the other two and be only one.
Mrs. Whiffle-Puffer loves to talk to Mrs. Hildendorfer of the fatal natal day she had her silly willy.
Mrs. Hassen-Cooper loves to talk to Mrs. Goldenwasser of her major operation when she had her twins.
But when Mother comes along, she silences the others. She accomplished something that is very rare in mothers.
MGM has got a Leo, but Mama has got a trio. She is proud, but says three is a crowd. Everything alike, we look alike, we dress alike, we walk alike, we talk alike, and what is more, we hate each other very much. We hate our folks, we're sick of jokes on what an art it is to tell us apart. We eat the same kind of victuals, we drink the same kind of bottles, we sit in the same kind of high chair, high chair, high chair. Wish I had a gun, a widow gun. It would be fun to shoot the other two and be only one.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the sea entertainment. The lies on the lady in tights, or the bride with the guy on the side, or the ball where she gives him her all. That's entertainment. The plot
hot, simply teeming with sex. A gay divorcee who is after her ex. It can be Oedipus Rex, where a chap killed his father and caused a lot of bother. The clerk who is thrown out of work by the boss, who is thrown for a loss by the scourge, who is doing him dirt. The world is the stage. The stage is the world of entertainment. Screen a swain getting slain for the love of a queen. Some great Shakespearean scene where a ghost and a prince meet and everything ends in mincemeat. The gag may be waving the flag that began with the Mr. Cohan hip hooray. The American way. The world is the stage. The stage is the world of entertainment.
That was Judy Garland live at Carnegie Hall singing the one song that Schwartz and Dietz wrote expressly for the film Of the Bandwagon. Previous song, Triplets, they wrote a new little in-joke because it says MGM may have a Leo, but Mama has got a trio. And that's a doff to the fact that Howard Dietz created Leo the Lion for MGM. And what does Jack B get? They accomplish something that is very rare for mothers. It's one of my better imitations, I think. Anyway, Schwartz and Dietz reunited in the early 60s to do two more Broadway shows, and boy, did they still have the goods in them for two narrative shows. One was not a good show for Mary Martin called Jenny, but here is a tremendous 11 o'clock number that I think Bobby Short renders handsomely. Before I Kiss the World Goodbye.
Whenever I see wagon wheels or carriage wheels or any kind of wheels, I think they must be going somewhere, else they wouldn't be there. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, as long as you are spiritually kicking up your heels. Before I take my trip to pastures green, I mean to spend some time enjoying the scene. The days are few, I dare not waste them. I long to see and hear and touch and taste them. I want to sing, I want to dance, and have a fling in Paris, France, before I kiss the world goodbye, before I go to meet my maker. I want to use the salt left in the shaker. Don't want the pie that's in the sky. I want the pie before I die, before I kiss the world goodbye, before I kiss the world goodbye. I want my share of fun and laughter. I want it here and not in some hereafter. I want to sing, I want to dance, and have a fling in Paris, France. I kiss the world goodbye before I go to meet my maker. I want to use the salt left in the shaker. Don't want the pie that's in the sky. I want the pie before I die, before I kiss the world goodbye, before I kiss the world goodbye.
That was Bobby Short paying tribute to Schwartz and Dietz at Town Hall. Schwartz and Dietz, one of my favorite songwriting teams, as I said earlier in the broadcast, you certainly don't know the shows these songs come from, unless, of course, you're Arthur's son, Jonathan Schwartz, who knows everything about this particular milieu. But you know these songs, Dancing in the Dark, I See Your Face Before Me, Haunted Heart, they are classics of 20th century theater music. And it's interesting to me that at the end of their careers, when they had already accomplished so much and could have gone their several ways, they decided to reunite for two Broadway book musicals. And their final one in 1963, The Gay Life, nothing to do with gay life as we know it today, but an adaptation of a Schnitzler play set at the turn of the century in Vienna, had the wonderful Barbara Cook at the center playing the heroine, and they wrote several amazing songs for her. I could play three or four of them right off the bat. But here is a monumental achievement from the work of Schwartz and Dietz. I'm happy we could share some of that. We could dance in the dark together, as it were. Here is Barbara Cook closing out our Schwartz and Dietz celebration with Something You Never Had Before from The Gay Life.
I've wondered what this home would be like, pictured many a tryst here, wondered what his girls would be like, and how many he's kissed here. I don't care what all this is like, little have I missed here. Oh, not all. Listen to me, oh, not all. You've had most everything, but I'm
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.